and myself, Representative Cowdery. Purpose of the meeting is to, we have a committee, CNR, a bill number, or House Bill Number 76 by Representative Halcrow, and we have an amendment to it. And Representative Halcrow, could you come forward and explain the amendment? Then I'd like to adopt the mini substitute. That'll be it.
Chairman?
Yes.
Yes. We work. We adopted a working document to see us for HB 76, version G, dated 3/8/99.
Any objection? So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for the opportunity to present House Bill 76. For the record, my name is Andrew Halcrow. I am the sponsor of House Bill 76, actually, in the committee substitute. During the last legislative session, HB 399 was approved, which allowed municipal governments to exempt or defer payment on municipal taxes on deteriorated properties. The Anchorage Assembly asked that we made some technical changes to it because there were some ambiguities in the statute. And what you have in front of you are those changes. They do basically three things. They clarify that a municipality may either partially or totally exempt a deteriorated property from property taxes. It provides that the exemption may begin at any time or after substantial rehabilitation begins. In addition, it prohibits an exemption and a deferral on the property from being in place at the same time. These are just really minor changes. In addition, the Senate in Community and Regional Affairs has amended their version of the bill, which is SB 54. Once again, these are purely technical. You have copies of the amendment in your file. Basically, there's two of them. One was to make sure that the amount deferred, put language in the bill that says the amount deferred each year is a lien on that property for that year, which means that if somebody renovates a property and they go bankrupt, the city does, they are protected by having a lien on that property. In addition, there are some communities, one of the property assessors in Kodiak was concerned because in Kodiak they don't have any written rules with regards to implementing deferrals or exemptions. So they wanted language in there that says that an ordinance adopted under the subsection must include specific eligibility requirements and require a written application for each exemption or deferral, just to create some kind of a structure so local governments know that things have to be in writing. With that, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Representative Berkowitz.
Since this is essentially the McKay Building bill, does Anchorage have an ordinance that complies?
Yes. Through the chair, Representative Berkowitz, they adopted municipal ordinance. It's 98-135 that provided the vehicle for property tax deferrals.
Any other questions?
Just for the record, we at ABD like to call it the McKinley Building.
Yeah. I was there when it was being built, as you were. Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Andrew, have you heard from any of the other municipalities that either favorable or unfavorable?
No, when we heard the bill in CNRA, the only person that testified was Steve Van Zandt, the state's assessor, who recommended us making some changes in the language, and we adopted those. He did raise a point, which was, which when we discussed it really didn't apply to this, one of his concerns, but he did offer a couple of proposed amendments which the committee adopted and did place in the language.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a point for the record, since we're not going to change anything here, since we're just trying to move this thing along. But for me, I read the word written to include electronically transmitted. So if anyone's worried about intent, that would be my understanding of the intent.
So we'll hear a motion to accept the amended version and move it. Representative Porter.
Mr. Chairman, since we've adopted the version G,
yes.
I would move that we move from committee with individual recommendations, CS for HB 76. Subdivision G.
Any objection? So moved.
Thank you.
Very good.